Welcome to the Foundation's report. Over the last few days, there has been increased scrutiny over a certain gesture a certain high-up official made in our country, with many polarized that someone in his position would do such a thing. We hold him to a perceived standard that we have as to how all those who served in the office before him would have conducted themselves. Those on the left would use this against him to point the finger at those who elected him and ask how they could have done such a thing. The ones on the right may blow it off, maybe even justify his actions and point to all the other good things he has done. This reminds me of how the church world is perceived within our world. Many stand bewildered when a Christian in a more pronounced position contradicts the edicts of the Bible or have a massive falling out. Someone asks the question, how could they do such a thing? While others are pointing the fingers at the church and saying, I told you so, that is why I would never be a Christian. Over the course of time, the church has moved from a strict and undercover position to the present day let everything hang out and tell everyone your deepest thoughts on social media. Privacy seems to have gone the way of the dodo. The spiritual want to say, well, God is exposing everything today. And that is why we are seeing these stories come to light regarding Christian musicians, denominations, pastors, and televangelists. Somehow feeling like they are taking the high ground and looking down on these wretched sinners who have somehow become more popular than they are, yet are just as human. Have we as a church laid the groundwork for what is occurring today? Just how do non-churchgoers get the impression that if one is a Christian, they must be without sin? Romans 3:23 tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All means everyone in the dictionary. You are not excluded from the all because you become more popular than the little Christians and everyone follows your ministry or your music or your television program. One person once said, we all put our pants on the same way. So what does this mean? We all have temptations, failures, faults, and successes. We all experience the same emotions of anger, sadness, happiness, fear, and disgust. We all face the demons of lust, greed, and jealousy. Remember, Satan's job description says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and just because you are in a high place of authority doesn't mean he marked you off his list. Jesus indeed was a person who, as some say, dined with sinners, even though he was and is God. One passage had him evading some people because, as the Bible said, he knew what was in a man. My old pastor used to say that when one points a finger, they have four pointing right back at them. When the Bible says that God will hold us accountable for every word spoken, I tend to want to focus my attention on the way I am acting and what I am saying. I would rather hear him say to me in that day, enter in, thou good and faithful servant, and instead of depart from me. The Foundation's report is heard weekly on the Foundation's network in its various locations. Be sure to tune in.